Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by the Elevator Agency.
Is your business missing the mark when it comes to your promotional and marketing materials? Elevator World's 64 years of publishing experience in the vertical transportation industry can produce a focused marketing campaign aimed at scoring you more business.
The Elevator Agency can assist you with essential business materials, product catalogs, as well as marketing and advertising needs. For a free quote, contact agency at elevatorworld.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 8, 2017. In today's news, KONE has landed a large order for a Singapore project. A girl in India was killed in an elevator accident. WMATA announces escalator work complete at one metro station. And a boy in China had his arm reattached after an escalator accident.
KONE has won an order to supply 69 elevators and escalators to Fuhan Digital Life Mall, a mixed-use development in Singapore, the company announced on June the 6th. The mall is designed as a unique lifestyle destination and will follow a live-work-play model. The integrated development will include two premium Grade A office towers, a residential block, and a retail component. KONE will supply 28 S monospace elevators, one transis elevator with a maximum travel speed of 2.5 meters per second, and 40 TravelMaster 110 escalators. Funan, owned by Capital Land Mall Trust, was closed in July 2016 for redevelopment. The project is slated for completion at the end of 2019.
A 10-year-old girl was killed June 4th in Visakhapatnam, India, after she got stuck in the door of an elevator at an apartment building, the NewsMinute.com reports. The girl was reportedly playing in Kota's residency, an apartment building where her uncle is the watchman, when she got stuck between the elevator door and grill. When the car was called to another floor, she was crushed between the elevator and the interior wall, the website reported. A police investigation was ongoing.
The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, or WMATA, has completed a major project to replace six escalators at Woodley Park Station, including the three longest escalators in the District of Columbia, MassTransitMag.com reports. KONE, contractor for the job, replaced the escalators two at a time in succession. The overall project took more than 2 years to complete, including site prep, demolition, and removal of the old escalators, installation of complex gantries and cranes to move the new escalators, and supporting structures into place, as well as testing and tuning. With the completion of the Woodley Park Station, construction began on June 5th to replace five entrance escalators at the Cleveland Park Station. That project is expected to take 20 months to complete. The station's elevators will remain in service for the duration of the project.
A four-year-old boy in China had to have his arm surgically reattached after a June 1st accident in which he fell, apparently while trying to go in the wrong direction on an escalator, the Daily Mail reported. According to the report, the boy's mother was watching when the accident occurred. Bystanders stopped the escalator at the Rainbow Shopping Center in Jingdong, Jiangxi Province, but his arm had already gotten trapped and torn off. Doctors reattached his arm after several hours of surgery, but his recovery will have to be closely monitored. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.